Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home.
Romans chapter 5, verse 1 says, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Friend, we have peace with God. Friend, so good to see you. Happy Thursday to you, this sixth day of December. Welcome to Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio. I am Joey Kroll. Go ahead, grab yourself a cup of coffee. Maybe it's hot chocolate that you get up and going with. Maybe some hot tea, some green tea, some Red Bull, whatever it is. Thanks for tuning in today. Well, be sure to mark your calendars for this Saturday. I'll tell you what, we've been talking about it for a while. The Singing Men of GNN, they're going to be in concert for their Christmas concert this Saturday at Village Mall of Danville, 12 noon. Come on out as you are doing your Christmas shopping and be blessed and be reminded of really the whole reason for this Christmas season, and that's Christ. And so the Singing Men of GNN will be there for their Christmas concert. Our children's choir will be there as well. I think you're really going to enjoy it. You are going to be blessed beyond measure, that's for sure. That's this Saturday, 12 noon, Village Mall of Danville, 2917 North Vermilion in Danville. More details on that at greatnewsradio.org. Click on new events. And while we're at it, the Singing Men will also have their Christmas concert at Marketplace Mall. Now, this is the 20th year they've been singing at Marketplace Mall. How about that? 20 years. Singing there in the food court. Marketplace Mall, Saturday, December 22nd. Mark that down in your calendar. Saturday, December 22nd. That's probably going to be one of the busiest weekends of the entire Christmas season. It's the last Saturday before Christmas. Saturday, December 22nd. Marketplace Mall, 12 noon, right there in the food court. So be sure you have that down, marked down on your calendar and circled and highlighted and all that fun stuff as well. And as we continue the month of December, would you kindly so remember us here at Great News Radio on your end of year giving list? I know there are many ministries, many charities that are asking for end of year gifts. Would you remember us here in the month of December as we wrap up 2018? Would you help us end this year in the black and on budget? You can write to us, Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Again, that's P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or you can just hop online at our website, give there, greatnewsradio.org, and click on the donate button right there on the right-hand side. Again, greatnewsradio.org. Click on donate. Well, friend, we are, what, 3.5 weeks, 3 weeks away from Christmas. And today we're going to be talking about Christmas worship. We're going to take a look at the story in the book of Matthew, chapter 2. And we're going to take a look at three different responses to King Jesus. We're going to take a look at the response of the Magi, the response of the scribes, and the response of Herod. Three responses to King Jesus. We're going to be talking about Christmas worship today from Matthew chapter 2 right after this here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
Angel. tidings be, which inspire your heavenly song. Gloria, in excelsis Deo.
Thanks so much for listening to Mark and Friends today. Happy Thursday. Joey Kroll here with you on this, already December 6th, 2018. And if you have your Bible, go ahead and turn to Matthew chapter 2 today. Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 says, "Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, 'Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him.' When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes and the people, he inquired of them where Christ was to be born. They told him, 'In Bethlehem of Judea, for it is written by the prophet, And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judea. For from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them from what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word that I may too come and worship him.' After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh." Friend, we see here a few different responses to Jesus Christ. We see the response from the Magi, the response from the chief priests and scribes, and the response of Herod. Now, I see here the dedication of the Magi. Now, we don't know much about the Magi. In fact, we're given very little about them. I mean, what we know is they came from the east. And by the time the Magi get to Jesus, he's no longer an infant. In fact, he's probably a toddler. Because in verse 11, it says, going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. And this is important because it took the Magi an extraordinary amount of time to get from where they were when the star showed up at his birth to where they are now when Jesus is a toddler. Now, we don't know how old exactly Jesus is here in Matthew chapter 2, but he is no longer an infant, but a toddler. So to be a toddler, you're what, like 1 or 2 years old? So let's just pretend at the very least that Jesus is 1 year old by the time these Magi show up. It took these men at least a year to get to Jesus. Think about that. For it to take them a year to go to Jesus, they must really want it to get to Jesus. Because you don't know what the weather is going to be like. You're traveling by horse, camel, or donkey. You don't have paved roads. You're going up and down hills. You're away from your family for at least a year. For you to go out of your way to get to Jesus, there must be a level of authenticity and dedication to your Savior. These guys traveled a long way for a long time. Going up and down rough terrain for over a year when many of us don't want to travel 20 minutes to get to church. I mean, we heard the forecast, it might rain. I mean, these folks, a year, at least a year, friend. These wise men, these Magi had dedication. They had dedication. They not only came a long distance, they brought him gifts. They offered him, the Bible says in verse 11, gold and frankincense and myrrh. So we see the response, the dedication of the Magi, but we also see the neglect of the scribes. So after King Herod heard about this story about the Magi wanting to worship a king, verse 4 says, in assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him in Bethlehem of Judea, and they quote Micah chapter 5. So Herod gathers together all the religious leaders, and these are the chief priests, the scribes. They were the ones who went to seminary. You know what I'm talking about? He calls them together and asks, these guys came to me and said they are here to worship the King of the Jews. What does the Bible have to say about this? So they quote to him Micah chapter 5, and it predicted that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem. And friend, in the midst of all of that, there is no record whatsoever of the scribes and Bible teachers saying, oh, wait, the Messiah is there. Let's go there and worship him. And in fact, if you kind of look at those maps and so forth, they are less than 10 miles away from where the toddler Jesus was. I mean, these scribes, these chief priests, they have gone to seminary, so to speak. These guys know the word, they teach the word, and yet they have gone nowhere. But the Magi, who don't know much theology, they traveled at least a year's journey, saw the glory of the Lord, and are making their way to the Savior. These scribes were so close, and yet they were so far. We see no record of the scribes saying, wait, the Messiah is here? Let's go there and worship him. There's no record. So we saw the dedication of the Magi. We see the neglect of the scribes, and we see the hard-heartedness of Herod. Verse 3 says, when Herod the king heard this, he was troubled. The New Living Translation says that he was deeply distressed. The King James says he was troubled. The NET, the Net Bible Translation, says he was alarmed. Because this king was a threat to his position. This king was a threat to his power. This king was a threat to his preferences. What are you talking about, another king? This is my house. This is my rule. This is my reign, my kingdom, my show, my way. Bring this king back to me so I can, quote unquote, worship him. And in fact, if you read on in Matthew chapter 2, he sent out and killed for all the male children in Bethlehem, in the region there, who were 2 years and under, to be killed. He wanted to get rid of Jesus any way he could because he was a threat to him. So we see three different responses to Jesus. We saw the dedication of the Magi. We saw the neglect of the scribes, and we see the hard-heartedness of Herod. Friend, here's my question to you. When confronted with the reality of who Jesus Christ is, how will you respond? Will you respond like Herod? Threaten? That means I gotta change my life? You kidding me? You're kidding me. Will you respond like the scribes? Neglect? I know all about him. I know all the scriptures. I've gone all the Sunday school classes, but there's no relationship there. Or are you going to respond like the Magi? Jesus, well, let me get to him. There isn't anything that's going to get in the way of me following him. Friend, when confronted with the reality of who Jesus Christ is, how will you respond? See, the real Christmas tree is in 1 Peter 2:24. It says he himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that bloody tree, not decorated, but stained with the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That little baby was born to die. When confronted with the reality of who Jesus Christ is, how will you respond?
Oh,
That's right. We are lifting up the Christ of Christmas. Thanks for tuning in to Mark and Friends today. Happy Thursday. I'm the Friends part, Joey Kroll. Thanks for listening to Great News Radio. And you can always connect with me. I love hearing from you, Joey, at greatnewsradio.org. J-O-E-Y at greatnewsradio.org. Tomorrow morning, Mark and Jason in the studio celebrating your Friday morning together. Be sure to tune in to Mark and Fred's tomorrow, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Well, Fred, I'm going to hang up my headphones and try to stay warm. I'll tell you what, I think I was destined to be in Florida, but I'm not. So I'm going to try to stay warm today. Until next time, Fred, just remember, as you go out and about and do your Christmas shopping and so forth, just remember that you are salt, that you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.